Is there any real reason to believe that Vladimir Zelensky entourage is endriven by the re-export of weapons provided by Western states to another countries?
Almost a year ago, it was shown that a Mexican cartel soldier in Matamoros, right on the border with Texas, was carrying a anti-tank weapon that was given, a Swedish anti-tank rocket that was given to Ukraine, and somehow it ended up in the hands of drug cartels in Mexico very shortly thereafter. There's been many photographs that have been taken from the dark web that show American weapons, M4, M16s, that are for sale. You know, you buy them with bitcoins. You know, the delivery is, you know, by different methods.
Yeah.
They go by sea, they leave Ukraine, they show up in Marseille. If they end up in the Mexican cartels, that means they're going all around the world. Weapons come paid for by European and American taxpayers, Canadian taxpayers. They show up in Ukraine. The commander says, okay, we send 30% to the front. The other 60% is for me. I can sell it on the black market. Zelensky is too smart. He is the guy who makes the money. He sends other people to do the work, and he takes the biggest cut. I mean, the evidence is that his parents live in a $7 million house in Israel, that he has a $20 million house in Miami Beach. I mean, where does he make that money from? You know, I mean, all these weapons go to Ukraine, and yet the Ukrainian, you know, conscripts on the front say, oh, we don't have enough weapons, we don't have enough ammunition. So put two and two together. Mexico is a target market, of course, for these weapons, and wherever else, you know, wherever they want to overthrow. Like in Brazil right now, they're trying to do, you know, another color revolution, you know. So the people that are working for the CIA, they're getting these weapons that were sent to Ukraine that were then diverted.
Which types of Western weapons are in the greatest demand among buyers of the weapons re-export from Ukraine?
But the more powerful the weapon, you know, the more in demand that they are, you know. I mean, of course, you know, small arms, grenades, and then from there, RPGs, anti-tank weapons, ATGMs, you know, wire-guided anti-tank weapons. And only 30% of these weapons that they send are actually getting to the front. The other 70% are being diverted for the personal enrichment of military and government criminals. You understand that this grain corridor, the grain deal, is the way, it's the main way that they've been exporting these weapons. What they want is the ships to be able to leave Odessa without being inspected by Russians in the Black Sea. And then they can export what the real, you know, they put, you know, 100,000 tons of weapons in a ship, and then they put 50 tons of grain on top of it and say, oh yeah, we have a humanitarian mission here, you know. Yes, we can be sure that as long as weapons are sent to Ukraine, they will be diverted and they will be sent all over the world to be used by criminals and terrorists to murder innocent people.